I've heard that you've said that you don't particularly like photography, and I wonder if you could talk about that.
Yes. When you are dealing with photography, I've been dealing with that for 40 years now. It's nice not being in love with photography. And not being in love with photographers, but what you need to do, I think, when you have been taking many pictures through the years, long period, you have to be very, very careful. You have to be not being too much of a photographer. You have to be a human being before everything, and not hiding behind the technique and the camera, the tool. And because that's a warning, a typical warning, a photography warning, to hide and to be too much of a voyeur. I mean, I think to be a voyeur, I think every photographer is a voyeur, more or less. But you have to fight against it. You have to be a human who are curious, who has a dignity, you know, and you have to treat people with dignity and being humble and being naked, as naked as you can be, as you dare to be. And this is the way for me, not being a photographer, trying to be as direct and straight and naked as possible, which means I have to take away all my safety. You know what we have? We have good meals, we have a good drink. We have all our beloved people around us. I mean, our friends and perhaps my woman, and we have the television, and we have the computer, and we have that and that and that and that. You have to stop with that, because you can't do any pictures down on the bottom of the pyramid. For me, it's impossible. I have to go up here. You know, I have to. What is the word you're using when you are peeling? You have to peel away all these things that you're carrying around, you know, with all the safety. You have to be up here, here, because you have to be very sharp.
But are you sharp and scared?
As a human. Scared as hell. I am scared as hell, but I'm not scared being scared. I'm scared. I'm scared as hell. I'm very afraid, man. I'm very afraid. I have that in common with many, many photographers, I think. We are very shy. I am a very shy person.
How are you able to get so intimate with strangers, because, in such an unguarded manner?
Because I love people. And probably they see the need I have for getting to know them. You know, they see that. And they feel, oh, we have to help this man. I don't know.
Wow. Yeah.
We have to help him. He cannot fix this alone. No?
Yeah.
Because they are helping a lot. I'm a very, very privileged. You can call it, in Swedish we say, sugeriera. You're building yourself up. Like that. You're taking yourself more and more serious. And you're thinking and feeling and trying to focus on what you want to do. Not just as a photographer, absolutely not, but as a human. And that is very, very important, because if you don't feel okay here, strong enough with self-confidence, you can't break through. And you have to break through. You have to open the door, go inside another room to find a kind of reality. But I don't believe in reality, really. It's a bluff. But I believe in a kind of reality that exists because of longings, dreams, secrets, nightmares, mostly longings. No? I think no picture without longings. This allows you to use what you're afraid of as a trampoline, poof, to canalize your energy, your creativity, you know, to go inside and open up like a sharp knife, you know, like a doctor operating, poof, and then in. But there are always new things, always. Yeah. And it's also like that. The older I get, the more things there are. The more things I understand, I don't know anything about.
So does your curiosity change?
No, it's getting bigger and bigger and more intense the older I get. And also, and that's a little bit cuckoo, because not just the curiosity, also the innocence. Innocence. I don't know why. I don't really know why, but that's how it's working. I am much more innocent now than I was 20 years ago.
When you say that when there's longing in a photograph, is that what makes a good photograph for you?
I think for me it is very much... if you look at my pictures, I'm not so good in talking. If I have something to say, you can find it in my photographs probably, but if I look in my negatives, I'm looking at my contact sheets, I find a lot of longings. Longing for mostly being close to people, not being alone, not being so afraid, being a part of a community, being a part of the family. And you can find your family all over. In New York, you can find your family in Tokyo, in Paris, in Stockholm, doesn't matter where you are. Being a photographer is a part of being human for me. Being a photographer is also a part of my daily life. Yeah, I don't have it as a profession, really. I mean, I don't go to work, really, you know? Because I have it in my bed, I have it when I'm having breakfast, in the toilet, I have it. You know, it's... this is the way I am working. Everybody we are all different in a way, but I'm not looking for the difference between people. I am looking for what is getting us closer.
Can you speak about the difference between spontaneity in photography and something that is planned?
Well, for instance, you know, I've been working very much with projects. I had four different occasions. I had four walls around me. I was working in Café Limits, I was working in the nursing home for old people, you know, and a mental hospital and prison. Four walls around me. And then I had to plan, especially in the prison. I had to plan. I would like to take a picture when they were making love, for instance, which is a very, very important part of being a prisoner. Trying to make love, whatever it costs. So I had to plan that. So I planned it. I told a guy, Janne Zeta, one of my friends, he's a prisoner for a long time. He will always be in prison. That's his identity. He is a criminal, yeah. Almost from birth. His father was a big criminal. And I told him what I thought was very important to have in the book. And he said, yes, you're right, you have to have that. You're absolutely right. So, take contact with my girlfriend. And he didn't see her for half a year or something. So I took contact with him. And then I asked the boss of the prison if it was possible. And okay, yes, it was possible. And she came. And Jan, as a prisoner, came. Special room. I was there, prepared. Three rows of film or something. They were sitting there. We were drinking coffee, eating small cakes. And after 10 minutes, they poof, take off their clothes, undress, poof, and starting making love. And okay, I said, I have to do something now. I was a little bit surprised. But on the other hand, I was not supposed to be surprised, but I was surprised. So I took some pictures. Poof, poof. That's enough, I said to myself. And then I tried to go out. But, of course, it was locked. I haven't thought about that. So I was sitting there for 3 hours, and they were making love all the time. Jesus. That was something. Yeah. But that picture was planned.
Yeah.
That way. It was not staged, but it was planned.
Yes, okay. It seems like most of your work is more spontaneous.
Yeah, yeah, it is, yes. Absolutely, very fast. But on the other hand, the meetings are not so fast. The meeting takes hours, hours, hours in the street first, and then up in an apartment, and then perhaps having a drink or eating, talking, sharing. Because this is what photography can be for me, getting to know people, being a part of their life. And then at the same time, I'm taking some pictures.
I hope you don't mind, but they told us one of your tricks that you taught.
Which one?
There was something about when you go into a bar and you want to photograph a couple, you have a little routine. Would you mind telling me that?
Then I have to light a cigarette.
Okay, please, yes.
Yeah, that's true. I noticed that. I noticed that. I have a tendency to repeat myself. So this is what you call a routine, probably.
Okay.
When you repeat yourself.
Yes. Is that okay?
Very okay. As long as you're not a slave or a victim under your routine, it's very okay to have some stability and to have a line to go after or on, or I don't know. But when I go to a bar, I notice that I often go directly to the bar, and I don't stand alone there. I'm taking a small glass of beer or a small glass of wine, nothing strong, and then I put my camera on the table, kind of, yeah. And then it doesn't take many seconds. People are asking me about the camera, especially men, like that. And they are talking, and I give them a camera. Look for yourself. Mm-hmm. And they are looking, and they are handing the camera over to each other, you know. And they are looking, yes. Mm-hmm. So we are talking a little. And while we're talking, I'm standing there watching people out there where the tables are. And then I decide very quickly which one, what kind of couple, what kind of relation I would like to take a picture of. So I tell them, and I need my camera now. So, and I leave my glass there, and then and then I go to the couple, and then I ask them, "Do you mind if I take a picture of you?" And they don't mind at all. Very nice, they say. Yeah, yeah, please sit down. And then I put my camera there, and then I start talking about them, and asking questions, of course. Talking about me also a little, of course, yeah. And we are talking about everything except photography, and I don't take any picture. And then I say, "Oh, sorry, I have to go now, but see you. And then I go to another couple sitting rather close, and I'm very aware of the fact that these people who I first met, they have to look at me. So I go there and I ask the same question to the second couple. "You mind if I take a picture of you?" Oh, they don't mind at all. So I take a lot of pictures. As hell.
You don't sit and talk with them?
No, not so much. No.
Okay.
This is just a maneuver.
Yeah.
You know, kind of. And I take many pictures. Sometimes they are working, these pictures. And then I say, "Thank you very much." I say, and I'm writing down their names and telephone numbers, addresses. I always do that. And then I take my camera, and I tell them, I must have my beer in the bar. So I go to the bar. And then I'm walking very close to the people I first met, you know, to the first couple. And then they say, and that is really true. They say, "But you didn't take any picture of us," because they have seen I was taking pictures. "Yes," I said, "I forgot that." Well, kind of, you know. So, wait, I will just take my beer. So I take my beer, and then I go. And then suddenly something has changed. Now, I am not asking. They are asking me. Something very, very special is happening. And then I start to take pictures a little and talking. And then we go to another bar, perhaps. And then we go home, perhaps, to them. And I continue taking pictures because they asked me.
Yeah.
You see,
yeah.
Kind of a psychological trap.
Yeah.
Ooh. I don't know, but...
Very smart.
Very smart, yeah, but hello. Yeah, yes, I think so too, yes. Yeah. When I found out this is the way I'm doing it, I thought, well, it's working. All over the world. It's working everywhere. In Japan, it's absolutely working. In Sweden, yeah, Scandinavian countries, Germany, Italy, absolutely. In London also, yeah, it's the same. Repeating myself. It's a habit. Yeah. You must try it. You will see. For yourself. It's a little like... when you found out. Yeah. It's working. But it sounds like it's very... It's kind of a manipulation. But it depends how you're doing it, of course. If you do it with your heart, it's okay, I think. I hope so. But it's also very normal. I mean, after some years, you need a pattern to follow. You need a line to follow. And I have other patterns. I have other rules also. That's just one. I have many others. I have a little book where I am writing down things, you know, points. And I need that to enter. I need these points to enter. It's a kind of sharpening the pyramid. It helps me.
What would one of those points be?
For instance, it's stupid to... It sounds so stupid. But I will tell you, yeah?
Please.
Yeah. The one that I remember now. We are born with a dark genitals and black hands. That's one thing. Think about that. Mm-hmm. So I'm always looking for that. It helps me. Doesn't help anybody else, but me, it helps me. It has a special meaning for me, of course. But you have, if you are out shooting, you have to have your own things that mean something for you. This means something for me because of my experiences. But you have your experience and your knowledge and your feelings. And that is the most important, to believe in this and make something out of that. The more vulnerable you dare to be, the more strong you are.
You're so very generous with your time and your wisdom.
No, wisdom is just my way.
I appreciate it.
Thank you
very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah.